Praise be Jesus and Mary. In today's gospel passage from Luke chapter 11, Jesus teaches a lesson on perseverance in prayer, offering a real life example to compare it to. Say a neighbor friend of yours were to ask you in the middle of the night for a bit of bread so as to offer it to his friend who just arrived on a journey. You might refuse his request reasonably, since this would disturb the whole household already sleeping and wake everyone up. But you would do so. You would help your friend if he persisted and didn't give up asking. Our Lord concludes, "Ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open to you." So our prayers should be constant, persistent, persevering. And yet, oftentimes we don't pray in this way. Hopefully we do, but it's easy not to. It's easy to give up. We might pray for something, a very good thing, the grace to overcome a bad habit, or the conversion of a loved one, or strength to bear a particular suffering. We might pray for such an intention for days and weeks and months, maybe even years. But sooner or later, we might end up giving up on that prayer intention. And some might be tempted to give up on prayer altogether because it doesn't work, so give it up altogether. Why do we give up so easily in prayer? It might be that we just get tired out, worn out, and become impatient with so much waiting, waiting for the answer we hoped for, waiting for visible, tangible results, and that sooner rather than later. Especially for us in today's culture where we find it very difficult to wait for good things. But perhaps the main reason is that we simply lack faith, trust, and confidence in God. And if such is the case, Jesus can rightly admonish us, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" So God doesn't necessarily answer our prayers right away, or does he? We could say he does. Immediately he answers with a yes or no, or a wait. Keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking. Saint Basil explains that our petitions are frequently not immediately granted, in order that our earnestness and assiduity may be increased, that we may learn to esteem the gifts of God and preserve them with care. For whatever we procure with labor, we preserve with care, lest by losing it, we lose our labor also. It's so true. We usually value what we obtain through hard work, through patient endurance and steadfast perseverance. We value these things highly. St. Catherine of Siena put it well when she said, "Nothing great is ever achieved without much enduring." Much patience, persistence, perseverance. Another reason why God would have us persevere in our prayer is that by doing so, we come to know what we really need and what God's will is for us. The Catechism of the Catholic Church explains, are we asking God for what is good for us? Our Father knows what we need before we ask him, but he awaits our petition because the dignity of his children lies in their freedom We must pray then with his spirit of freedom to be able truly to know what he wants. And sometimes our prayer intentions do change. They become maybe more perfect, more in accord with God's will as time goes on. We realize what we've been praying for wasn't what was best for us. It could turn out that what we've been praying for hasn't been good for us, or more probably, it wasn't the best thing for us. And God wants only what's best for us, even though we don't appreciate that fact or understand his will. So we should pray, therefore, not so much for what we want, but for what God wants, as we pray in the Our Father. And every time we pray that, let us try to really mean what we say. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And as Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, not my will, but thine be done. Indeed, God's will is what's best for us always. Let our prayer be persevering then, not for a time, not for a long time, but for all time, to the very end, never giving up. As St. José María Escrivá put it, to begin is easy, to persevere is sanctity. And that's true in the prayer life, to persevere in our prayers. And St. Padre Pio adds, prayer must be persistent, and persistence denotes faith, makes evident the faith we have and strengthens our faith. Let us have unwavering faith in our Lord's promises and our Lord's words today. And I tell you, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Christus.